Hello and welcome to the Douse Art Museum podcast. I'm Kat Auburn.
And I'm Sasha Grigg. Today on the podcast we talk with three New Zealand jewellers about their experiences in Wunderuma, a survey show of New Zealand jewellery currently on show at the Auckland Art Gallery.
In 2014, Wunderuma, New Zealand jewellery, was shown at Gallery Handwerk in Munich, Germany, and also here at the Douse Art Museum.
The exhibition is curated by Warwick Freeman and Carl Fritsch and combines work created by contemporary New Zealand artists, Māori Tonga, and Pacific and historical European jewellery.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, it was quite a surprise to be included. I was an undergraduate at the time of selection.
That's New Zealand jeweller Fran Carter.
So I think I was the only undergraduate in the exhibition. So we had this this week where Peter Deckers, my tutor, said, everybody put your work out on display in this room, and Carl and Warwick are coming around. You won't know anything. Just put it out there. So we're all like, oh, okay. one of the studio rooms at Fitida got taken up by everyone's jewellery out on display, and we're told to just, install it, leave it, walk away. Wow. You won't know anything.
You don't know what it's for or anything.
But it wasn't actually through that process that my particular piece got selected. It was actually later on, maybe a month or so, that the Jewellers Guild of Sandringham, who are an Auckland group, put out a drop box and call for. So they said, if any jewellers, this is this great opportunity, here's the drop box, put some work in. When I got the news, I was amongst my tutors as well, and who had their work selected. And it was quite funny because some of them were like, great, but why did he choose that piece? That's not my best work. So already at that stage, it sort of had me questioning, what is this whole thing going to be about,
Sometimes, you make things because if you're a maker like I am, you make them compulsively because you sort of have to.
That's New Zealand jeweller Frances Starkle.
When you're making something with lots and lots of units and it's kind of exhausting to make, you sort of feel like you really, really, really have to. You're doing it because you really want to see what happens at the end. So those were kind of not the pieces that they selected. So in some ways I was actually kind of quite wounded on behalf of that stuff because it's like, but these are my babies, don't you like my babies? So they chose my kind of mad children, which are the cigarette piece and those kind of things. So it's sort of, it's interesting, and it is the thing that you have to remember is that it's very subjective. So, and I think a lot of the jewellers that I've talked to found that they had pieces that they thought would be brilliant for the show, but then you kind of had to step back and remember that actually it's someone else's idea of a survey of New Zealand jewellery. And actually it's just really nice to be included.
One of your works was on the ad shells.
I can't remember who phoned to ask about the sheep, so they wanted to use the sheep, which was really, really nice because the sheep are from that line of Animal Rings, which has been a really good production line for me and something that I quite enjoy doing, but something that I'm quite fond of. So it was kind of so they chose my arty pieces, but actually on the poster they want one of my babies, one of my true children.
I've actually been really busy, constantly.
That's New Zealand jeweller Monique Schreier.
Yeah, so I was in Amsterdam doing the Frans van den Bosch artist in residence for 2 months, and in Amsterdam. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Yeah, just have the time to just make without baggage of life, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Just to like escape from real life for a little while. Yeah,
totally. And like, I don't have to worry about this and I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Registration for a car. Like, like this is awesome.
It's just jewellery all the time.
It was just jewellery, so it was great. Yes. And then I presented my work in a street vitrine there, so Akto Dideraman. And yeah, they said it was the best that they had in many years presented there. So that was great.
That's a pretty big accolade.
Yeah, so that was some good feedback. And yeah, back to reality of New Zealand life.
Registering a car.
Yes, it's true. Maybe it will just calm down a tiny bit now. But who knows, the aftermath of Wanderer. Yeah. Round three.
Yeah, exactly.
I was fortunate enough to see the show in Munich as well, because I was part of Talente then.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it there, but it was quite restricted or kind of clinical. And it loosened up a bit when, because it was behind, you had to look down onto the pieces. Because of the cabinets in Germany.
Okay.
Whereas when it was here at the Dallas, and the space was completely different to the space in Munich, it was more, it just was a bit more hectic and free, I think. Yeah, the juxtaposition was really good. I'm very excited to see what's happening in Auckland, because apparently maybe pictures or something, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I heard... Yeah. They've added like a...
They've got into the vault.
Wall works or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be... Yeah. It's going to give it another story or another element, which is going to be very exciting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be like, oh, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Yeah, your eye's going to go crazy.
I felt really proud, you know, like just the way the care that had gone into it, the thought... the way it's been displayed, I haven't seen anything like that, you know. So it was really great to see it back at home and with the sort of uniqueness that it deserved.
That's all from us this week. For more information on the Dallas Art Museum and our upcoming events, or for links and information about the podcast, go to www.dowse.org.nz.
Wanderuma New Zealand Jewellery was developed and toured by the Dowse Art Museum with the support of Creative New Zealand and the Museum of New Zealand Te Papa Tongarewa.
Wanderuma is on show at the Auckland Art Gallery until the 1st of November 2015. For more information, please go to www.aucklandartgallery.com.
And a big thank you to the Hutt City Council, the major source of funding and support for the Dowse Art Museum. Thanks for listening. I'm Sasha Gregg.
And I'm Kat Auburn. Tune in next time to the Dowse Art Museum podcast.